making you feel like you got 20 bucks when you're at the dollar store. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour, show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm Nick.
I'm Matt.
And what kind of dollar store doesn't have beer? No, they got beer. Wait, I went to a Dollar General recently.
Yes.
And it was.
What kind of deals did they have?
Yeah, there wasn't any good beer.
At least situation.
I wasn't walking out of Dollar General going, "What the hell, man? What kind of selection? Not a very good craft selection, guys." Do you know you're a Dollar General asshole? Yeah.
Got my hefty bags, didn't I?
So, over the next hour and a half to 2 hours or so, we're going to be talking about beer, craft beer. You know, some beer news going on, what's going on in the culture around this and out there. And we're going to be drinking lots of beer. That's the fun part. Fun for us. Excuse for us to drink beer. And listeners are going to call us, tell us about stuff. It's going to be fun. It's like this every week, every Friday. There's new beer fun. And before the show, we had some tailgate beers, Three Weavers, Expatriate?
Yeah, sure.
Let's go with that.
Expatriate from Three Weavers IPA, donated to the show by Fire Dog Brewing.
Expatriate.
Oh.
Yes, no.
Maybe.
Expatriate.
I thought it was all right.
Baterias.
It was drinkable.
Drinkable IPA. Oh, Nick liked it more. Louis. I think the most. Louis is here.
Is mucking things up.
Always. He's just knocking Nick's microphone stand.
That's okay. I didn't need to be here.
Yeah. The smell of crackers is in the air, and it's driving Louis crazy.
What made him snap, though? He was not this crazy before.
I don't know. He's just lost it. And also a Sierra Nevada Hot Bullet, an infamous beer and show. Because when it first came out, Paul from Fairfax was like, "This beer sucks!
Oh, yes.
Nobody get it!" And I was like, "I'm listening to Paul. I'm not getting it." And then some people were getting it and were like, "I like it." And so it became a controversial beer amongst the show. But I got a six-pack of this with Golden God money.
Dang.
And only one made it through.
It's a miracle.
The six pack. But the thing about this Hot Bullet six pack, it's a double IPA, and it's only on sale right now for $9.99. And all the other Sierra Nevada six packs were on sale for that price. Yeah. So this is double I think you're making out pretty well. A double IPA six pack for $9.99. Especially when their other beers are the same price. So I'm getting more booze and paying the same price. That's a good deal.
I wonder if they're trying to replace Torpedo with this one.
Oh, you're right. I don't think... Well, I see the Torpedo has a big stovepipe, whatever, one size can you call it.
Really? They put the 19-ouncers?
19-2?
Yeah, I think I've seen them.
That would be fun.
I think so.
That'd get you ripped.
For
a while, Hot Bullet was the everywhere type beer.
Yeah.
As in, like 805 would be everywhere.
Yeah. And it kind of, like, I think, was it Paul that it started this conversation, or was it you, Nick, about we're talking about how you don't find Sierra was the staple everywhere you went. There was at least they had Sierra. I was like, oh, thank God, there's at least Sierra. Mm-hmm. And then Sierra started coming in with their variants, and those variants would take the Sierra tap. And then once those variants are over, then all of a sudden It didn't go back to Sierra tap. It went back to something else, and then we've lost a whole bunch of Sierra handles around the vicinities.
Sons of bitches. Shot themselves in the foot by making good beer.
At least that's the theory going around the show. I don't really know how true it is, but it feels like it's true.
Feels true.
So there you go. You're updated on all the drinking. And it's time to get into some culture.
Culture.
Matt.
As people may know, Dust Bowl has announced their third tap room.
Dun, 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 dun.
Two of them being in Turlock. Their third one is going to
Fresno. Yeah, finally. We got a remote tap room. Woo!
To Monterey.
Oh. Yeah, because Monterey needed it with the field work and the
Alvarado
Street. They're like, gosh, we don't have enough good beer here.
So they're moving into the old train depot building, which is 3,600 square feet. Inside a 1,700 square foot patio. It's going to have fire pits. The whole nine, you name it. So they're going to be...
Poor Dust Bowl.
Yep.
I feel bad for them.
So Valley Brewer on the coast now. Mm-hmm. That's the first tap room from a Valley Brewer outside of the Valley.
Hmm.
Right?
Probably.
Challenge me. Say I'm wrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
So, I guess progress? Maybe? Well, congrats to Dust Bowl. More Dust Bowl. Now Dust Bowl's in Oklahoma and Monterey soon.
Mm-hmm. So I was going to say this was a looking out for, but it became a wasted beer name.
Ooh.
All right.
Every once in a while, there's a really good beer name, and the profile of the beer just does not back it up.
Oh.
And
I hate when that
from
happens.
From Two Beers Brewing Company, they're celebrating their 11th anniversary, so they had This Goes to 11 IPA.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, cool name. Guess what kind of beer it is?
Classic Spinal Tap reference.
It's a birthday cake IPA. So that means it includes lactose and vanilla beans.
Ooh.
Boo.
I'm okay with that.
Is it hazy?
Well, it has to be. Milkshake IPA. I've never seen a clear milkshake IPA.
6.6% ABV, 21 IBU, limited release IPA brewed with lactose, sugar, and vanilla bean.
Mm-hmm.
They don't say if it's hazy or not. So, but
it's chunky.
So I guess if maybe you're still looking out for it.
Yeah, I'll look out for it, sure. What the hell?
Throw it in there.
Yeah, I got room. The hell? Yeah, I don't have many this week, so I'm going to add that.
Okay. And then, was it? XL Perro, he mentioned for me to look out for a news story that just came in that Six Point has sold to ABV.
What?
Artisanal Brewing Ventures has purchased Six Going Point. They didn't really say for how much.
You scared me. It said ABV. V, not AB.
I.
Wow, what's this? I what is this artisanal brew? What are they?
It's a Artisanal Brewing Ventures is a family office backed holding company formed in early 2016 via the merger of Victory Brewing and Southern Tier Brewing. Today, they announced the acquisition of the New York based Six Point Brewery. They just mention a bunch of the same jargon. We look to expand and blah, blah, blah. And that's going to help us dive deeper into craft beer, your typical run-of-the-mill stories. They did mention that Six Point does contract brewing, where they have beer made for them. And where is it? I'm trying to remember. You guys could fill the dead silence or something.
But nothing happens.
I'm listening to the sirens.
The sirens are doing that for us.
City Brewing Company in Memphis, Tennessee, does beer for them. Hmm. And I guess if now with them joining this new partnership, they might be able to take some of that extra beer brewing under the umbrella of the three companies.
Well, as long as they're still craft, right?
Yeah, so, I mean, it sounds like they bought them outright. So as long as this company is considered...
Sounds like they're just a company. Wow.
Uh-oh.
I would hate to not have to not be able to drink 6 Point, but...
Yes.
I'm going to drink it anyways.
Ooh.
Wow.
Shots fired.
Then there's some good news.
5 Beans. I'll still take some 5 Beans.
Sunshine State Distributing announces a new partnership with Dark Horse Brewing to expand the distribution, distributing the company's growing portfolio of craft beers and spirits. This will be Michigan Brewery's first introduction into Florida. Distribution is set to begin November 5th through Orange, Oscola? Polk, Brevard Lake, and God, you guys have a bunch of weird counties. But anyways,
dumb counties.
Yeah, Florida has weird names. But yeah, so we've had some Dark Horse beers before, and we've enjoyed them. I don't know if our Florida reps have had too much, but
they're the ones that had the TV show, right?
Yes,
yes. Mm-hmm. They're like heavy metal brewery,
and they're like metal.
They had, like, Smells Like a Safety Meeting
and a couple other
cool names. But, yeah. So, that's good news for those guys. Get some good beer in your area.
I love gold! Oh,
that sounds like a bottle, like, I don't know what those styles are called.
All the good hop names were taken.
All right. Good job.
So our friend from Altbra, Tim Decker, he works for a little company called South City. Does it say?
Boy, this looks clear.
Ciderworks.
Oh, no wonder. So,
the big boss ended up with some of his brews, and he's like, do you guys drink ciders on your show? And I was like, well, we do sometimes. So...
Is it free?
Yep. We drink free ciders. I don't know that we've ever purchased.
And I said, well, we don't really like sweet ciders. And they're like, well, they're not really known for sweet ciders. So I got the thumbs up that we should try this.
It's a cider.
No, don't drink on it. All the good hop names were taken unites our dry hard cider with a blend of hops known for their citrus and tropical notes. This combination brings forward fruity aromas and maintains the dry cider finish without any added bitterness. As well with all of our products, we use fresh processed West Coast apples, not East Coast apples, and give a portion of sales back to nonprofits supporting the community, animals, the environment. We're here to make cider make a difference. You hear that? We're supporting animals.
Yes. Nice.
Yeah. So, that's my culture. This is you guys drinking a cider.
Yeah, it is.
Yay.
Yay, cider. Where's the cider show?
I'm cleansing my palate.
Can't believe there's not a cider show.
It's actually pretty good.
There's probably some not very good puns for cider.
I bet there is a Bad Apple podcast, yeah.
There should be.
Insider edition.
Oh, boy. There it is. You and Dorktown Network. 2 hours of cider talk a
cider
week.
Cider talk.
All cider, all the time.
Nick, what's going on, man?
Oh, you know. Just more stout season.
What been doing?
Yard work.
Yeah.
So, I see articles like this and always get inspired and think, oh, I should do this for, you know, my area, my town. Let the people know. No, Louie. But then I never followed through, so we'll just read what porchdrinking.com has put together for us. 5 great Chicago stouts you don't have to line up for.
All right.
Linefest. Are we still for them or against
them? I'm for them. Right. For them. We'll see in December. If I'm for them, I'm going to check it out.
Walk up to the gate, look at the line, go, nope.
Nope. I'll just wait till they open and I'll walk in.
Yeah.
I'll just order a... I'll wait in line that whole time, then just order a Sherman.
Yes.
Let me get a 6-pack of Sherman. That's all?
Yeah.
You just wait in line all night for Sherman?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you get to use the charge extension cord? The charging port?
Yeah. Just like the lines. I'm here for the line.
I'm here for the line. Line, please. All right, so here you go. 5 stouts to look out for.
Let's do it.
Flannel Pajamas from Beguile Brewing.
Okay. Good name.
Interested.
Solid Oatmeal Stout. Notes of coffee and chocolate that complement each other nicely. Like a cup of coffee. Dino S'mores from Off Color Brewing.
I like a good s'mores beer. I like my marshmallow and my stouts. I don't think you do, Nick.
I could get down with that.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be overdone, of course.
Yeah.
But what was it? High Water? Didn't they have a good
campfire style? Oh, yeah. They had campfire style, man. That's a good beer. Whatever happened to those guys? Still around.
They went local.
Either they're still around or they're just beer is still around. I'm not sure where.
Just left over from.
Yeah. In this town, you know, you could have been closed 2 years and we wouldn't know it because we were like, oh, I see that beer in the shelves all the time. Yeah, they were closed 3 years ago. Oh, well.
Let's still get them. You going to put that on sale then? Or
yeah.
What's the deal here? About Coconut Jones Dog. Anybody know Coconut Jones Dog?
No.
That's from Pipeworks. The Defender from Haymarket Brewing. This one's just called Bernie.
Bernie?
I'm guessing it's in reference to someone
Bernie
back
Sanders?
Then. Yeah, maybe. Noon Whistle Brewing.
Louie, like
there
that
you go.
One.
Hey, that's 5. There you go.
All right. Never look out for Chicago rep. Up there, Chef. Up Jeff. There.
Yeah, we're Jeff.
Now he's got 5 to look out for. Go catch them all. Was that all your things over there?
That is all my things.
Do we have a tap room update? That's legal to share.
No, I do not.
Oh, okay.
Well, since I'm his neighbor now.
Yeah.
Because we're always...
Yeah. Howdy-ho, neighbor.
They posted...
This is Zach's brewing.
They posted on social media that they cleaned some kegs, and so I happened to walk across the street and catch him on his way out, and he was just like, yeah. He's like, a couple of the beers are ready to move, and so in order to move beer out of tanks... You got to put it somewhere.
Gotta put them somewhere.
Can't put them in a shoe.
In my belly.
So he's going to package some beer in 2 kegs and then brew some more beer to put it back into tanks.
Nice.
So
he's going to need it.
The natural evolution is on its way.
And they officially announced their opening date. We were hinting at it last week.
Yeah, somebody gave us crap for that. They're all...
Oh,
it's already announced, and you're still talking about it's coming. It's like, yeah, whatever.
it wasn't official when we recorded. We were given the heads. We were given secret heads up.
Secret.
So 12/15. Is that 12, right?
12/15/18.
12/15/18. The same day as Rush Day.
Some people know it.
Tioga Sequoia. Some people know it as Rush Day. So it's Saturday?
Yep.
the 15th of December, Saturday, will be the opening, knock on wood, of Zach's Brewing in conjunction with Rush Day, Lime Fest.
So,
which will be line. A bigger line, outside of Zach's Brewing or outside of Tioga?
So there's going to be people lined up around the corner for Rush Day, waiting to get in there. And I'm just going to be standing in the front tap room at Zach's, just sipping on a beer and be like, "Hi, you idiots!
Hey, nice line!" Yeah, because when that Rush Day line gets long enough, it actually is across the street, literally across the street.
They won't know what line they're Zach's. In.
They're like, wait.
What are you here for? I don't know. It's all line.
I don't know. That's a brewery right there, isn't it? Yeah. Why are you standing in this line? I don't know. Somebody told me this is good beer. It's going to be an exciting day. And then we'll be able to package Chocotazo.
Wow. Rush versus Chocotazo.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. What's going to win?
Stout off on Fulton.
Ooh, what a day. It's going to be so exciting. And it's almost here. Almost here. Was there more stuff, Matt? Or Nick, I'm sorry.
Nope, carry on.
Carry on. Well, more. Sorry, we're going a lot of local news, but that's official that Full Circle Brewing is opening up a remote tap room. And the old Oddies Olympic / Club Fred in the Tower District of Fresno, California. We're going to have Full Circle down the street from... Whoa, is that the headphones?
Crackle, crackle.
The Full Circle down the street from bike our craft beer bike bar, Spokeasy.
Spokeasy.
And a hop, skip, and a jump away... From
Sequoia Brewing.
Sequoia Brewing, yeah.
Goldstein's.
And Goldstein's as well. Yeah, and I me think and you Ed's.
Mean Sequoia Brewing.
Self pouring system of me and Ed's.
Yeah, in the article, they had mentioned that if they're common patrons, if they're not at the downtown tap room, they commonly find themselves at Spokeasy or Goldstein's. Yeah, so this happens plant them in a proper place.
Yeah, I saw that comment. I was like, yeah, our customers, when they're not here, they're at Goldstein's or Spokeasy. I was like, oh, really? They're not at Tioga either? They're only there. They're only here and Goldstein's and Spokeasy. That's it. But that's good news. That's more hopping, more areas. We're going to have the brewery district, the tower districts, more things. The Northwest, the Palm Bluffs district with yeah. Eureka Burger, Popolo's, Pine and Palm, and Tap and Cellar. So there's we have three little districts to go around in.
Nice.
And then various little spots around town, but. So we'll have three areas. Can we handle three areas of drinking?
No, we'll probably mess it up somehow.
We'll mess it up, but it's exciting that and because we've been waiting for that Club Fred to reopen again forever. So at least it's opening, and then it's opening as Full Circle Tap Room. They said they're gonna have music in there too. So it'll be exciting in January. They said January. Does that mean
of 2020?
Does it work the same for remote tap rooms? Do you have to push it back a year from when you think you're going to open?
It depends on how much pressure washing they want to do inside that place.
Supposedly, they already have the bathrooms done.
Ooh, yeah.
Which is a major deal.
From my understanding, they might have already done some cleanup to it. I know it was cleared out before they even got it. But
yeah. Could have bought
the bathtub.
Yeah,
They said bathtub gone, original bar gone, blue carpet gone.
Yeah.
And the chandelier.
Gone.
Gone.
Mm-hmm. It'll be barely recognizable, but it'll be open. Decibels, blah, 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 blah. Oh, we might as well start mentioning it now. Speaking of this exciting December things, Hazy Days of Winter, Drake's Brewing's Hazy Festival, Nick.
Oh, really?
You might, might want to click interested on Facebook.
I'm putting this in my calendar.
Go on Facebook, click interested. Saturday, December 1st, Hazy Days of Winter. It's going to be a good chance for a get it.
Isn't that the same day as Caskmas at the Libertine?
Maybe. Yes. Wow. All kinds of events on December 1st. Mm-hmm. All get it. Kinds of get it opportunities.
Get-ertunities.
This is a get-ertunity. All right. Well, I had one thing. So nowadays, we're all in the cans. Bombers are out. Oh, wait. Speaking of.
Bring back my bombers.
Oh, fridge mic. Our first fridge mic of the episode.
Nobody cares.
Can I have a bomber of stout?
May I have a stout bomber? What?
I would like one bomber of stout, please.
I would like your finest bomber of stout.
Your finest bomber. But let's this see, is what, not beer. What the hell is this?
What's Nick going to get in there? I don't know. What are you touching in there?
Oh, not beer, apparently.
I would never put not beer in there.
Ooh.
Great.
That's great. More not beer.
Jesus.
Here. This is the sound of the drawer. And I'm pushing everything into the drawer.
There's no room to push that in the drawer.
Because it all belongs in the drawer. No,
don't
not
be
one
putting
beer
away
here.
Hazy beers.
Oh man, I thought that said sharded.
This is a great fridge mic tangent right now. I'm going to sit back and enjoy it.
This is not happening.
Nah, I guess we don't have any beer in there. I'm going to wait. We're just going to wait. We'll wait. We're all going to wait. We have nowhere else to go.
This is great.
Do you need help?
I'm stuck.
Is it really this difficult to find a beer?
Can you...
Apparently.
Oh.
Are you in the fridge?
Wow. That was one of the more difficult tries for a beer.
Not one damn beer in that place.
There was plenty of stouts in the aging section.
Yes. Found an old Orderville in there. I was kind of curious what that was tasting like.
Yeah. Experimental
Orderville. In a bomber. Oh, shake that up for you guys.
Oh. You can tell. 16-ounce can. If you guess 16-ounce can, you're correct.
Ooh.
It's going to be going from right to left of your podcast, Al. Speaking of this can, you get together with your craft beer buddies.
Okay.
And you have a bottle share.
Yeah, let's pretend I have beer friends.
Now, cans are the most prevalent thing. Should we change it to can share? Do we have to change it to can share now? Is it going to forever be called bottle share?
Who has bottle shares anymore? It's all about the whales, bro.
Whales, bro.
You got to have the whales, bro.
Whales, bro, share. So it's not even a matter if nobody even brings bottles. You're still going to call it bottle share.
Yep.
So we got here, this new beer, Broadband, and it's got a modem. It's all beep, boop, boop, clink, and on the label, it's Brut IPA with Citra and Simcoe. This is interesting to me. Where did this come from, Matt? Is it Wiley Roots Brewing? Didn't you bring this, Matt? I thought you brought this beer.
Did I?
I think so.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
If I brought it, then that's another one from Gumby.
All right. Thank you, Gumby. It's, I don't know where this, I'm going to assume they're, oh wait, brewed and canned by Wiley Roots Brewing Company, Greenlee, Colorado.
I actually am enjoying this.
No aroma. I'm not getting much of an aroma.
No aroma to steal?
A little bit. Something there.
It's got a lagery aroma. Mm-hmm. That real faint, pale wheat.
Yep, it's a brute.
Mm-hmm. But it's good, though.
Super dry.
It's good.
And am I still drinking cider?
Cider's mess you up. You should have had some crackers in between, did you? It's a 7.2.
Wow, there you go.
It's a Simcoe, or the Citra, punch. I mean. Citra and Simcoe help anything, brewed or not. That's a good beer, Rob Bam.
That's a good beer. Finally a brute I am enjoying.
So it's decided.
I wish I had a record skip noise right now.
See, there you go. People still call them records instead of...
It's true.
MP3s.
So Bombers are the tape deck of craft beer.
Yes. And Bottle Shares will be forever known as Bottle Shares.
8-track players. 8-track share. Record.
Laser disc.
Hey, guys, there's two ways you can contact the show and get... If you're like, you want to have something on the show, you're like, I want to have a beer geek show. But I don't want to go through the hassle of doing that every week and coming up with stuff. Just come up with 3 minutes of a show, and we'll play it on here.
Oh, really now?
We're giving you the access to your own show. We'll do all the legwork. You just got to call in for 3 minutes and make 3 minutes of interesting beer geek comment or content. So here it is. You're always like, anytime you're like, God, I wish these idiots would talk about this or do this.
Episode one.
Here's your opportunity. You can do it. 559-492-0542. Or you can email us, which always sounds a little better. You can record something on your smartphone and then email it to us. PerfectPortPodcast@gmail.com. And that's what we'll start off with this week. And this is our first voicemail email of the week.
What's up, guys? This Beard is Crunch here from Untapped.
Hey, Crunch with
just
a K.
First time caller. 5:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. Fucking rooster woke me up.
Damn it.
In Anaheim. Can you believe that? Who the fuck has roosters in Anaheim?
It's against state ordinances.
I'm watching a fucking soccer game. I'm thirsty as fuck.
Uh-oh.
But there's nothing to drink. All I have are these brand new beers I bought yesterday. So my question is 5:30 in the morning too early to open up a brand new craft bomber?
Yes.
I don't know.
Bomber?
Let me know.
Bomber.
Well, I think I'll make a decision in a couple minutes. We'll see. Keep up the good work, guys.
Guys.
Bye.
Bye. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Our headphone.
Wow.
Sorry, you don't know, listener, but our headphone...
Can you just stop messing with the headphone wire?
Well, it's broke. I broke it.
Oh, here we go. I can't hear myself. Help!
Help! I'm not alive!
I don't know what to do.
Whoa, it's like losing power. It's like all things are bad on it.
Wow.
Jeez. Holy mackerel.
Do not eat the red rope licorice.
So we're looking for new Patreon sponsors.
You think I could pay for a new...
Oh
my gosh.
The reason why I buy pile is because if it goes out, it's just a pile.
Whoa.
Wow. Puns.
That's funny.
Puns of fun.
So 5:30 in the morning, is that too early to open up a bomber?
What are you doing after
that? Yeah, that's my question.
What's the rest of your day like?
If I get it, it's like soccer, It's from the UK. It's on at 5:30 in the morning. It's a live game. You know, part of your watching sports may involve having beer, so it seems feasible. I want to open this up, but like Nick says, depends on what your day is like. If your day's, you know, doesn't involve working, mm-hmm. is light, not a whole lot of family stuff you have to do, then what the hell?
If you have brunch at 11, go for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially just one bomber. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, what the hell? It's up to, I mean, you know, your day, you know how you do.
Mm-hmm.
How you react to day drinking. So you just got to assess. Have some coffee afterwards or with it. That's what I've done before any morning drinking. I'll have a coffee to try and counterbalance. As a counterbalance.
Yes.
But hydrate, coffee, go for it. Matt says no, though. Don't do it.
To me, drinking between the hours of midnight and noon just messes you up.
Sure.
If I start drinking at 11 a.m., I want to go to bed by 5.
You have to know what you're doing the rest of the day.
I get to 5 o'clock and I'm like, okay, I'm done being buzzed or drunk or whatever I am. Can I just get to tomorrow?
When's tomorrow begin?
Yeah.
After today.
Well, tomorrow begins tomorrow.
Very nice. Uh-huh.
Tomorrow! Yeah, I think, though, but you got to just, you do have to get some experience. And once you get some experience laid out, you can figure out how you can conduct your drink of the enough amount during the day and still finish your full day. So, yeah, you got to try, experiment. You're going to have some rough days, and that's okay. Failure is good. It means you're learning. Thanks. Still going.
Hey, guys. This is Benj Clark calling from Santa Rosa, California. Wow. I have an apology and a correction.
What?
I'm sorry. I didn't mention Charles Schulz being born in Minneapolis. The caller last week was absolutely right. The cartoonist behind Peanuts was born in Minnesota, but in 1958, he packs up his family and moves to Sonoma County, and he lives here until he passes away in 2000.
Thank you, Benj.
Buried near Sebastopol. I guess if I'd visited the Charles Schulz Museum in St. Paul, Minnesota, I'd be more aware of that. Oh, wait, no, there isn't one. Oh. It's in Santa Rosa.
Boom. Snap.
Yeah, oh, I know that because I'm the curator of the Charles Schulz Museum and Archives here in Santa Rosa. Anyway, I've got to also say, you know, mentioning Sebastopol, big beer news coming out there is the Barlow is getting another tap room. The Barlow is a former industrial complex where they used to process apples. They still grow a lot of apples over there. Anyway, today it's like this hip area for tap rooms and breweries and such, and they're getting another one from Seismic Brewing, which is really good news. It's kind of become one of my go-to breweries around here. So if you're thinking of coming out to Sonoma County,
why would Russian River be
come
that?
Check out Russian River's new facility. There's more than just that, so come on out. But I'll still come take you out for Pliny if you come visit me.
I think his microwave is done.
Also, gotta say thank you, Paul, for the new Golden God song.
Hot pocket.
You know, I'm a little embarrassed to say this, but also proud to say I'm the newest Golden God.
Spoiler alert! You're spoiling it.
For me personally, I've been wanting to do it, meaning to do it forever.
We're going to revoke it till the end of the show.
Show, and you're kind of not in any shape to be operating a debit card at that point.
That's how we got all our money.
Hit pause now. Go to patreon.com/perfectpour because these guys are keeping up the good work we asked them to. Buy them a beer once a month. I mean, like, one of them a beer once a month. It's the minimum. It's nothing. Come on.
One of them.
You can do that. And you guys, keep up the good work. And we'll talk more soon.
Binge.
Bye.
Thank you, Binge. You ruined our cheers for you.
Great.
We'll still do it. Sunday is today.
Today.
For Binge.
Gonna be the Thank day you, Binge. Where they're going to give it back to you.
Oh, no. Oh, no. You haven't had enough beer for that, Nick.
Damn
it. Stop doing that.
It's not you wait, karaoke.
Wait till hour two. Maybe hour three.
I'm going to go get that Drake's then. That'll get us in the mood.
Oh, gosh. Oh, I bet boy. It would.
We got to keep up the good work.
We do. Oh, yes.
Up, guys, it's Jazz. Garage Ooh. Boys, Portland Edition. How you guys doing?
I'm doing well, good, Jazz. So this liking weekend, that Portlandia theme.
My wife and I
just play it the whole time. Just call it with the Portlandia theme and never say anything.
To our surprise, we're sitting right next to the master brewers James Dugan and Andy Miller.
Whoa!
And Paul Ryder, which I think he's the head of operation. And so we got a chance to talk beer with the guys, and they were super cool, took some pics.
I like beer. Me too.
They also told us about some of the beers that they're looking forward to releasing, like their barrel-aged stuff. So I'm looking forward to that. But while there, we got a chance to try some of their amazing beer. And, wow, one of my favorite beers that day was Mirage. Essentially, it's a tropical IPA, but they add pineapple and guava juice, and because it's a brut style IPA, it really kind of tasted like a mimosa. So if you can imagine that, it's sitting at 8%, so you have to be careful with it, but I think we had three. We may have been there for about 4 hours, so it was a good time.
Sure, sure, yeah.
The other beer that I really liked was Bubbly. That's another brut IPA. Best way to describe this beer is essentially champagne, man. It was amazing. And I guess the last one that I need to mention is Blueberry Muffin. So basically they took Blueberry Muffin and they added that blueberry cereal to the fermentation process. And so basically it tasted like Blueberry Monster cereal.
Ooh.
And it was mind-blowing. Just like when you have blueberry muffin, it tastes like those Costco blueberry muffins. This tasted like that General Mills blueberry monster cereal, which was pretty fantastic. So, need to highlight that one. Again, if you guys come through to Portland, definitely put Great Notion on your list. You will not be disappointed. And so, with that, you guys... Keep doing what you're doing. Keep up the good work. And I'm out. Peace. Keep up the good work. Keep up the
good work. Keep up the good work, guys. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. He is not kidding about that blueberry muffin. From
Oh, yeah?
It, not only do the aromas there, but then you take a sip, it tastes like beer at first, and then the remainder of the flavor is all muffin.
Mmm.
Now I'm gonna
have to try it.
Now I'm gonna have to listen to Washed Out later.
That's the Portlandia theme song.
Oh, okay. Good, thank you.
What's up, Perfect Pour? It's Colin and Janine.
Hey, Colin and Janine.
I not call you from the car because I noticed the buffeting in the vehicle sounds terrible.
Buffeting
on the mic.
Damn buffeting!
Yeah, my blinker's always on. Yeah, Mikey, you're right.
He's always turning. He's always making turns.
George Carlin, same. Sorry. So, yeah. So, okay, here's the thing. You guys think
Denver's not that far.
That we live really far from Denver. We don't. Like, we can get there.
It's probably forever.
Less than a half an hour.
Yeah. If I ride my bike, Nick, I can get there in like 5 minutes.
Sweet.
No, it's not true. It feels like 2 hours.
Fast-ass cyclist.
That's pretty. It's not too bad.
So when, like, we drive, it's like 20 minutes.
Yeah. So when Evil Circle came out here, he's like, I want to go to Fort Collins. And I was like, dude, Fort Collins is really far away. I'm like,
yeah. Like, no, come on,
like
Evil.
42 minutes. And I was like, well, that's. It's kind of far.
Well, it only says 42 minutes.
Definitely, just basically
20 minutes
tops.
They'd be like somebody going, like, midnight, let's run up the Merced real quick.
Yeah. And we've been to Renegade before, but I don't remember it that well because I went to Four Noses before I went to Renegade. Ooh, and I had a bunch of beer at Four Noses.
Yeah, so we started a beer and comedy, like a brewery comedy thing. It was kind of funny. They had comedians at breweries. We bought tickets for this, and they were actually pretty funny, and we had a lot of fun. So it started off at Renegade.
Was it fun?
One thing to note about Renegade is they make something called the E3, which is their triple IPA.
Oh, yeah.
Let me know if you guys want some of that. It's kind of a beatdown. Yeah. It is what it is.
I don't remember. Ripped.
So we got Nelson.
Oh, yeah. It's so good. Matt, you're right.
Yeah. You're right, Matt.
Yes. Aww. So good.
We drove for like an hour to get it because traffic was stupid. Mm-hmm. We don't like traffic a whole lot, but... We got it. It's delicious. We put it in our brand new Four Noses cups, and it tastes fantastic.
Got our triple insulated.
Fantastic.
They're exclusive cups.
Yeah, so I want exclusive
cups of Four Noses today. They have triple insulation. Yep. It'll keep your beer cold for infinity plus infinity.
Yeti style.
Cheers to cheer beer for doing Sober October.
Sober October, bro.
That's
yeah.
awesome, dude. I could not sober do that.
I just wanted to let you know, I was just messing with you about the ballast point thing. Dude, I really do think it's cool. I know you'd think so,
arrogant
too.
Arrogant bastard for the win.
Yep.
Good job, dude.
That's a terrible beer. Did I just say that? It's just rough.
I haven't had it. Well, I've had it, but I don't remember.
It's also a beatdown.
So it was rough back in the day. I haven't had it for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how many people do their costume parties the day after, the day after the day
I know
after
a guy from work who always has one.
So we're
going to
go.
We're going to a brewery, and our kid, Erica, who's 20, she did a pumpkin painting.
Yeah, they didn't want you carving them because that's messy, but they just had you paint them, which is a pretty good idea.
And so she's in the running to win root beer for a year.
No, she's going to win.
Yeah. So we're going and we're dressing up, and it's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun. We're going to attach a photo to this email.
Going to try and embarrass her as much as possible.
And we found some fresh hop, Matt.
Great Divides, fresh hop, IPA, all Colorado hops, all fresh.
It's not that good, but we're going to send you one.
Oh, they never are.
It's okay. And so
kind of like with the rum barrel. It was like, but Nick asked for it, so we gave it to you.
So
keep
the good.
I did that.
Back. Stop.
We're not keeping it tight and stop.
Bye.
Keeping it tight.
Keeping it tight, tight. Keeping it really tight.
Just like a crisp... sweater at Christmas time. I'm going to pretend to like it.
This is great.
Oh, wait.
So, thank
you. I forgot that something was open.
There's a new beer around.
From Grimm.
Grimm Brewing. Where is Grimm from?
Far, far away.
XL Perro donated to this to the show. Double Negative Imperial Stout. From Grimm. Grimm is out.
Ooh, this is tasty.
Out of a place that doesn't say in the bottom. I'm just going to say back east since it's from XL. Thick.
Listen to that beer.
Listen to that thick beer. Kind... Nick's likes. And no.
This was a looking out for.
Speaking of XL.
Hey. Stout it out
guys,
loud.
XL and Buffalo here. Just thought I'd check in. Hadn't called in a while. Want to let you know I'm stouting it out loud. We're hitting right up against the winter time here. Waiting for our first snow to come in, so... Gotta keep those big, roasty, bold stouts coming. Anyways, I'm gonna be
must be stout season.
California, gonna be out in the Bay Area, bouncing around NoCal. Probably gonna stop up at the new Russian River.
Windsor.
It's going to be arriving on December 12th. It's a line staying test. Through that weekend. So, Matt, let me know, is that the Rush Day weekend? I don't know if I'll have 15th. A chance to get over to Fresno, but I do enjoy some rush hour, so you never know what might happen.
Whoa.
Maybe I might make an appearance. I don't know. Anyways, guys, keep up the good work. Check your dates, and I'll talk to you later.
Yes.
Not good only feel. Is Thank it you. Rush Day on the 15th, but the Zach's Brewing Grand Opening. So you have two reasons to come to town.
There's a really cool podcast I listen to. It's called The Perfect Pour.
When your heard it on that. Gives you shit. And you don't
want to deal with it. Chocotazo. Chocotazo!
Who sings that?
Weird Al Yankovic.
He wishes.
What are the perfect pour to you be?
Look at
this
that.
I'm doing. True. I'm drinking.
Yeah, he's back.
October is over.
Back now off the wagon.
November, and I get
join us on the wagon.
First beer that I opened, like I said, Arrogant Bastard Holmes. Amazing brew. It shows how much, like a 31-day reset. Let's just call it that, Holmes. Like a 31-day reset, Holmes, where you calibrate everything. Everything goes back to normal, Holmes. My taste buds, my handling ABVs. Even the aromas, I said, that Arrogant Bastard was amazing. It gave me a quick buzz, delicious. Everything popped, tasted delicious. It's maybe something that you guys should try at least, you know, just once. I also had a Swami's Pizza Port. Man, I could have sworn I was drinking a Pliny the Elder, Holmes. Delicious, crisp, clean, hoppy, delightful, man. Another beer that I would like to recommend out there would be Modern Times Bedrock Nitrin. It's a nitrous brown ale, Holmes. Amazing brew, Holmes. It's almost, it has like coconut in it. It has coffee.
Nitrous,
it's
huh?
Nitro brewed. It's almost like drinking an Arrogant Bastard, but with your pinky up, eh? What a lay. I'm just saying, Holmes, give it a try, Holmes. Maybe not Sober October, maybe Sober December or Sober, you know, something like that, Holmes. And you, it resets yourself. And every beer you actually
dry December.
Dry
December. To the fullest, Holmes. It's you realize how jaded we get and how much our taste buds get clouded by just hops. So even...
not hazy beers.
For instance, another beer that I had was, I think it was called Off the Wall. It was also a Pizza Port IPA. Delicious brew, Holmes. I was not disappointed. Also had another one called Retail Price.
by, without going that's over.
Good water brewing. Delicious hazy IPA. It was something that I needed. It's a,
yeah, it like the hazy years have the good names.
Straight drinking. This reset helped, Holmes. So I recommend it to everybody. It's a little hard, but if you can do it, you can accomplish anything.
That's eh? What she but, said.
Chew your beard back. Hopefully I'll be up in Fresno on December 15th. I won't say any more from that. Maybe you guys can talk about that. That's it, Holmes. Man, what else can I say? Oh, some recommendations. I'll be in Vegas for 5 days, the 17th through the 20th, 16th through the 20th. So if any recos up there that I can hit some breweries in the area or gastro pubs or good you know, it's Vegas, they go big with everything, so let me know. Like to find out. Other than that, this is
Chewy LMK
beer, reset of the year. I'm back.
Chew doesn't use eh? LMK.
I had to watch a pisare.
I know in Vegas there's a craft beer bar place, and I believe in Planet Hollywood Casino.
Nice.
Way in the back, in the restaurant section, there's in the back there, there's a beer bar. Nice. It has like a lot of good, unique beers. That's about all I can say on the Strip.
Yeah, if you're on the Strip. There's one in the Monte Carlo.
Oh, is there?
Uh-huh. It's like 40 taps, I think.
Oh.
I think it's just called The Pub.
Okay.
Maybe something like, it's something very generic, but you walk in, it's yeah. all beer. It might be all buyout beer by now, who knows?
Yep, buyout is taking it over.
But the There's a Joseph James Brewery.
Yeah, Joseph James. They're pretty good. They have
some good stuff.
There's a
beer. I guess if you're like cool light bar bro, they're like Aces and Ales is cool.
That's the one I was thinking of. Aces and Ales, like it's a bar, right? Like,
yeah,
not that far off the strip.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been. I just know. I just know because I just know stuff. Know. Okay. Okay.
Guys, can you hear me?
Wow.
Driving!
So, hey, man, sound like you're driving, Scotty B.
I forgot to leave a voicemail for last week, and I knew the show was recording early, and I just forgot.
Still didn't.
Slipped my slippery mind. Sorry about that, guys. But you know I still love you.
Hmm.
And I want to give a shout out to good old Chew. Made it through Sober October sober. Good job, Chief. And what else did I want to say? So, you already know the opening date for Zach's Brewing Company.
When is it?
I hope y'all are there. There or be square.
I already had it.
It's going to be great. And we're going to have fun.
He's already out of
count
beer.
On me
just,
being there.
This just I in. Zach's there. Brewing y'all out of beer. There.
Oh, yeah. And there's going to be some fun beers on tap, folks. Don't want to miss it. You already know Choco Tasso is going to be on tap. There's another one in particular that I'm excited about. Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
I'm not going to say what it is, though.
What?
Uh-oh.
It's a surprise. You have to wait for the show up. You're going to find out. Well, that's about all I got. So keep up the great work. I'm driving!
Got it, me. So that 15th of December, so it sounds great for a get it. Now everyone come out, blah, blah, blah. But there's a lot going on and Zach's is just, they'll be literally their first day. We're not calling for a get it on the 15th.
Aha. Uh-huh.
We're going to call for a get it at a later date at Zach's Brewing, but.
Still but support him.
We'll probably be there. I mean, Matt will be working the whole time because it's rush day. Nick and I might, you know, be wandering around, well, enjoying ourselves.
Yeah, so here's the
enjoying
thing.
Enjoying ourselves watching Matt work.
Before rush day.
Through those beautiful windows.
So we're probably going to use, well, no, we probably won't use the parking lot. So before rush day starts, I'm going to try to break in there and hang out with them for a minute. And then there's going to be a point in the day of rush day where the upper management says, like, okay, it's settled down. We're in the evening part and they'll take off. So maybe I can sneak over to Zach's at that point and clock off. And hopefully they'll have some beer left over and I can just hang out with them.
Yeah, it's like this double-edged sword of earth. Like, you don't want them to run out of beer, but then obviously it's good that they run out of beer.
Yeah. So it's if he still has beer at the end of the day,
yeah, you don't
might
really,
not have been a good day.
Right. You don't really want to still have beer at the end of the day, but you do want to still have beer, so.
Yeah. You just don't have all the beer at the end of the day.
Right.
Once he gets closer to the day, I'm pretty sure I'll ask him how many kegs he has of stuff, and then I'll just give him the nod or the.
Like, ooh. You're gonna be gone in the first hour, bro.
Yeah, because I have a common thing where, so there was a place in Visalia that had opened up. By the way, your wall is leaning over there. You might want to attend to that.
It's all right.
Okay, cool.
We don't have many earthquakes here. I think we'll be all right.
But anyways, there was a place in Visalia that had opened up, and there was a certain individual who was like, look at all these kegs we went through on the first day. And so after that, I've kept a log of bigger events that we've done and how many kegs we popped. And I think the biggest one was Frez Yes. We went through 200 kegs.
Whoa.
So
that's a lot of keg movement.
In other days, we go through less than that, but I like to... Whenever I see him relaxing, hanging out, drinking at the brewery, I'd be like, hey, make sure you got 43 kegs. That's what you're going to go through today. And he just looks at me and goes, fuck, God, just.
damn it.
Yeah.
Damn it, and your sensibilities being sensible and stuff. I thought Ed... there's a file as if Ed sent a voicemail, but I think it's just Ed commenting on whether he got the stickers or not. So.
Play it anyways.
If I'm just play it. Play the non-existent file. So, Ed, if I'm missing that file, then tell me. Because otherwise... Oh, wait. No, that's from 2017.
Hello, guys. It's Ed Winter. Just want to let you know that I got the stickers.
Here's a 2017 Ed Winter.
Perfect pour.
That we didn't
it's
play.
Ed. Yeah. As I clearly can't be trusted to record live, I thought I'd go back to email voicemail. And as Chew was doing it, it's got to be a good thing. So, I'm drunk. You might be able to tell.
I remember
it's
this.
It's a long day and I've drunk a lot of beer. I've drunk a lot of Life and Death IPA, my vocation. And they're in Yorkshire somewhere. And
it's really, really nice to listen to.
And if I ever go over again, I'll take some over and I'll ship it to you. Actually, talking about that, I'm trying to wangle another freebie trip over to the US, this time to Fort Collins. So I'm going to be... hopefully going to Fat Tire. I like Fort Collins. I've been there a couple of times, but I've never been to Fat Tire. So I may
ask
Stacey if she can pull any strings and see if I can get any decent treatment and have a decent tour of Fat Tire. But that's a sideline. That's later in this year. For right now, Chew, don't worry. I missed out on Choco Tasso. It's all your fault, but I'll forgive you.
Just give now me you recipe. Can just come to Fresno and get Choco Tasso whenever you want.
Talk shop, and we'll see how it turns out. And Mikey, I've got a bone to pick with you.
Oh, no. I remember that.
You had an English IPA, I think, on episode 200, and you said it wasn't too bad because it wasn't too English. And I'd love to know what is English. I'm too English, and I don't know if that's a bad thing or not. But, yeah, I'll admit, English IPAs and US IPAs, they are completely different things. But just what do you think is... what's the Englishness that you don't like? I'm really, really interested
to know.
Anyway, apart from that, episode 202, maybe, or 203, depending on when this gets in. It's all good. Keep it up
276.
For 100.
We got around to
keep
it.
Keep up the great work. Cheers.
Yep. No, you're not hearing things. That was an email from some time ago that we replayed, because that's what happens here.
Kind of feel like
I just need to hear Ed's voice. Is really all
whenever,
that
whenever
voice.
I listen to Passport Approved on the weekends, I'll now think of Ed.
So I sent those
Passport Approved.
Back in
is
August.
That a podcast?
No, it's a international radio show played on New Rock.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Nick. Yeah.
What?
You sent?
You said what?
Oh, I was just following up with Ed because I sent the stickers back in August. And I was kind of curious how long it would take from here to Europe.
Hmm.
So, not sure when he got them.
Okay.
I guess I should have been more specific in my...
They're like,
they had to have all the Louis dogs sniff them.
When did you get them?
Well, it looks like we're good on the traditional voicemails. They're not there.
She called me up.
Wow.
And left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name.
Did you play Kelly's voicemail?
Oh, yeah. Kelly had a voicemail. Good. Good looking out there.
I wonder if Chef can tell us when that voicemail song became relevant because she didn't leave her name. That was a real thing.
Wait, what? Oh, yeah.
Because she left a voicemail and she didn't leave her name.
No,
and then we got a song about it.
He's looking out for her. It's on Miss Connections.
Hey, guys, it's Kelly. I am pretty bummed today.
No.
There's been some pretty crazy news in the LA beer market. A lot of friends of mine are losing their jobs. There was an article on Brewbound about 3 or 4 weeks back that the Reyes Group was planning to absorb all of the Constellation brands. So Modelo, Pacifico, Ballast Point, amongst many others, would be absorbed under this big distribution network, the Reyes Group. And Reyes is kind of as corporate as it gets in the distribution side of this industry. They don't have a whole lot of salespeople. Customers don't see their reps very often in the market. It's a lot of just emails, calls. There's no personal touch or anything. It sucks. It's all about the efficiency and saving those nickels and dimes, right? Which there is something to be said about that. I mean, as businesses in general evolve to adapt to all the technological changes, you know, we've all got to be smarter with our money too. But what it has affected is largely two distribution networks in LA. Ace Beverage, which carries all the Constellation brands, and Mission Beverage, which both of them are owned by the same guy, Mr. Anderson. And
Mr. Ace Anderson
plans to, quote-unquote, absorb Mission Beverage. And what that means is everybody at Mission is losing their jobs, which Mission's been around 20-plus years, and a lot of people have been working there 20-plus years. So a lot of loyal people are losing jobs right around the holidays. Mission closes in 60 days, and it is also going to affect Ace Beverage, too, because Constellation was such a huge part of their portfolio. They are dropping some of their employees as well. So we're looking at overall hundreds of people losing jobs before the holidays. And it sucks, guys. I know we're not super gung-ho about supporting the big guys, and you might feel a little mixed on it, but it just sucks when your friends lose jobs. You know, I wouldn't want anyone, any of you guys, to lose some job over budget cuts and company changes. It just sucks. So I'm bummed. I thought I'd let you guys know, because, you know, we talk about a lot of fun, light things, but sometimes it's good to talk about the serious stuff too. All right. Well, have fun podcasting. Hope this will cheer you right up. And be good. And keep up the good work.
Well,
bye.
We'll try. Thank you, Kelly. Well, that sucks. We have less. It's always that weird. That's. It doesn't matter if it's buyout or not. If the employee, you know, it's nothing to do with the employees. So it's always side on the workers, and it sucks whether or not they're distributing Ballast Point or Budweiser or whatever. I'll always support the workers, and that's why I sort of get pissed at the big, one of the reasons usually you'll get pissed at big beer or corporations or whatever, because they're not great with their employees and stuff, and I don't know. I think Kelly's, no, it just sucks where you're like, you're Kelly and you have these friends that are working, and fellow workers, and now they're looking for a job in the same industry, and there's no jobs.
Less of them.
Yeah, there's no jobs to be had because there's just there's less openings, and you're more people looking for work and less openings for that work. So, you know, a job in beer is. It, whether it's big beer or not, is better than a job somewhere not beer, I guess. So. Well, no, man. Thanks, Kelly, for bringing me down. Now I'm all bummed.
Down.
But no, I appreciate that, Kelly. And that will conclude the voicemail section of the show. Unless I remember something else and we throw it in there. You never know. Maybe I'll find something from 2013 and play it.
I like it.
You never know.
Throwback Thursday.
It's Throwback Thursday here in the Perfect Bar.
Looking out for beers. Looking out for, looking out for beers. Looking out for, looking out for beers. Looking out for beers.
Beers get released every week. Like albums. Although, I don't think beers get released on every Tuesday. I don't think that's a thing. These beers just get released when they get released.
Albums get released on Fridays now.
What? When did this happen?
Apparently a couple years ago. I said the same thing to my industry friend. And he's like, no, yeah, they switched to Fridays.
No, your industry friend doesn't know anything. They switched to Fridays?
Yep.
What the God, am I that old that I'm just now catching up to this news?
Yep.
I assumed everything was Tuesday. There's still, movies are still Tuesday. I think, probably. What do I know? I don't know anything
now
anymore.
There's Thursday night premieres and Wednesday premieres for movies.
But so. I mean like Blu-rays and stuff.
Who cares releases? About Blu-rays and stuff?
Well, when they're a big movie, I'll still get the Blu-ray.
Weird.
That's weird. Yeah, I missed the Monday night on Warehouse Records, and that's how old I had Barstow and Blackstone Warehouse Records. Wait in line on Monday night, midnight, 12:01. Get my albums.
Blackstone and Barstow.
Yeah, that was a Warehouse Records, and then it was Chuck E. Cheese. Or wait, was it Chuck E. Cheese before Warehouse Records? And then. No, it was Chuck E. Cheese, then it was Warehouse Records, and then it was something, and now it's a Kragen Auto Parts or whatever it is.
I don't remember the one.
You see, you're young. You're young. You're too young for that. You remember it
Warehouse
was
on Shaw and Marty by the...
Yeah.
By McDonald's.
Right. But there was also the one in Blackstone and Barstow.
Blackstone and Barstow.
Right next to the... Well... Who knows what it is now? The Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's parking lot?
The Trader Joe's parking lot report.
There was a warehouse right there?
Yep. There used to be a warehouse right here. I used to get all my good tapes here.
Maybe I do remember that.
Yeah, you might have when you're a kid. Your old brother Nick brought you in and said, hey... Hey, kid, that's where you get your albums, your records.
Your records.
No, records. We always went to Circuit City, the one closer to Shaw.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we ever would have gone to Barstow for anything. I don't think, because we didn't go to the...
What do we need for Barstow?
Because we didn't even go to the Kmart over there.
I say, I'm old enough to remember the Kmart going into that Kmart.
I remember KRZ or shooting chickens over that Kmart.
Wow.
You remember that?
Radio hijinks.
Yes.
Beers to look out for. Madam, what are you looking out for?
I don't remember the brewery at the second, but it's called Left-Handed Dankness.
Left-Handed Dankness.
So I'm looking out for that beer. And maybe... Yeah. So looking out for that.
It's not made by Left-Hand Brewing?
No. Here, I'll search for it.
Do a search. We're going to need that.
Get some search going.
Is there other ones you're looking out for?
Yes. I'm looking out for Midnight Therapy Imperial Black IPA from Dust Bowl.
Oh, Dust Bowl. Did you hear that, Dust Bowl? You know our address. You know our address, Dust Bowl.
Left-Handed Dankness is Fieldwork. It is a double IPA. It is sticky with hop resins and loaded with passion fruit, grapefruit, lemon zest, and papaya.
All right.
Which is Simcoe and Idaho 7. Oh. So I'm going to Oakland in a couple of weeks. So maybe that'll be there.
Oh. Hope so.
Oh, yeah.
And then let me pull up my other information. looking up. This beer is for the brother.
There's a lot of looking up this episode.
Looking up
episode. We're all looking
up. I want to give you descriptions. I don't want to just be like...
You're great. I'm just noticing that all three of us have been looking up shit.
Zero homework.
Cloud Daggers. This is a Modern Times, really cool label. Kind of like a 80s ZZ Top kind of theme going on to it.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. But it is... coming soon, Cloud Daggers. This...
Daggers from linked the clouds. Up with
Beer Whisperers at Bottle Logic Brewing, so it's a collab to craft this truly jaw-dropping liquid spectacle, weighing in at over 12%. This Imperial Porter was aged in bourbon barrels, meticulously layered with maple syrup, pecans, cocoa nibs, and vanilla beans.
Mm-hmm. Pecans, so, though.
Yeah, I mean, maple and pecans are not my two favorite things, but people put them in stouts. They're porters.
A little bit better than pralines and dick, I guess.
Whoa. So you don't want pecans in your stout, huh?
I don't know. Are they the candied ones that they put on the fancy salads?
Yeah.
Then okay.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure which way you're going to go with that. I'm like, no.
The fancy exactly $12 pecans that you get.
Oh, yeah. That was good, Matt. You got them all?
Yeah, and then another one I had from Full Tilt. It's Hops the Cat.
Hops the Cat.
It's an India Pale Ale. It's
it's a good cat name.
It's a cat towering over some skyscrapers, and it just says, unleashed, unstoppable, unfiltered.
No, boy.
Whoa, unfiltered.
No.
So hazy, bro. I'd like to know what that's all about.
You hazy kids, get off
my lawn. Those are my looking out for.
All right. Nick.
Get off my lawn.
What are you looking out for, all hazies?
Get off my lawn.
Hazy variety packs?
Hazy variety packs. When do those hit the market?
Yeah. You guys got any hazy variety packs yet?
So, looking back to my culture earlier in the episode... The Defender from Haymarket Brewing. This is a 10-time medal winner beer. Six at GABF, four at the World Beer Cup.
God, stop entering already.
Did you say pretender?
One of these things is not like the other.
I'm not like the others?
Yeah. What if they say that?
What? Well, they should. They should say that.
Oh, they should.
Yeah, you're not doing it right if they're not saying that. That
wasn't even a tangent.
Yeah. Wow. It was close
enough. We haven't had any.
Yeah, come on. Episode? I'm just trying to stay awake here.
We are not keeping up the good work, guys.
I'm trying to liven things up. Any chance I get.
Let's get drunk and do the episode over.
All right.
I think...
episode beginning now.
Okay, ready to go.
I'd like that tangent to be appealed.
Oh, you're having an appeal?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, this is an all conservative jury and judge and jury. Sorry, no.
I don't know what that means. I don't know. It didn't sound like it went my way. So.
Whatever it is, it's whatever opposite you do, and then it didn't go your way.
The Republicans have won.
I don't know. Did you vote no on Measure P?
Hell yeah.
Oh.
No new taxes.
No, I don't want them new taxes. I want them parks. I don't like them parks.
Wait, how am I going to drink my beer in a park?
I'm trying to earn this tangent. All right. There.
Oh, did you just use me for a
tangent? Yeah.
It was a little bit better, but...
Damn it. All right, it's got to be real.
Gotta be real.
For real. Those are all you're looking out for, Knicks?
Who's the first...
I'm looking out for Knicks.
Who's the first Fresno brewery that's going to come out with a Measure P beer?
Measure P. Nobody.
Measure IPA.
IPA. Measure with an I. I'll say measure, and then I'll end with an I, and then it'll be PA. Measure IPA. Sounds like a Tioga beer.
Dang it.
I'm looking out for... This is a total label buy from the can art. Weldworks and Outer Range.
Whoa.
Down the Hill. It was just a rad can design, rad label. So that's all. It's a New England double IPA with Citra and five. It'll say Citra and five experimental hops.
Oh, boy. Guinea pigs.
Are there even five experimental hops in existence?
Yes.
Oh, all right.
There are many, many hops.
Of experimental kind?
Because technically, if you grow, say you grow a Cascade hop somewhere else, technically it's not a Cascade. Technically.
Right.
So that's when you'd call it experimental hop number 22456.
Experimental Cascade hop. That's what you do. So is Tioga, maybe you can't reveal this, is Tioga all pellets?
We're between pellets and cryo.
Oh, you use cryo and pellets.
Mm-hmm. Just depends what we can get a hold of.
Does everybody just nowadays, is everyone just using pellets?
That's typically what you find. Some places that have access to whole cones or wet hops, they'll do that kind of stuff. It's not very practical for us. But, I mean, I'm sure if that's what we got a hold of, we'd use it too. But we've also experimented with hop oil before. But we chose the cryo over it.
Cryo for best.
Just in case you're wondering.
I'm wondering.
Weldworks is a 5-hour bike ride from Denver.
All right, now we know.
You know, put stuff that in gets notes. Decided.
Modern times.
What about if I took the bus?
Ooh, I could look that up for you.
Yeah, look that up. Modern times, this is one cheer beer mentioned.
Can't find a way there. There's no transit.
Bedrock. It's a brown ale. I'm mostly looking for the producer being a brown. She's a brown fan. I always like to pick up a brown. Browns are hard, not that easy to come by.
Yeah, getting hard.
Yeah, this Bedrock's got Nitro Black House.
Whoa.
Combine, it's a combination. And then it is Carl Strauss Peanut Butter Cup season.
What?
That is the best of the peanut butter cup beers. It is the best.
Yeah?
Yes. I'll go with the Carl Strauss one over the others.
Mm-hmm.
Any day.
Does it age well, or is it a must drink fresh type?
I think, yeah, pretty much. I don't know about must drink fresh, but you definitely want to drink it as soon as possible.
So check your dates.
Check your dates. Yeah, the place you walk into could have last year's.
Ooh, man.
You just never know.
No, thank you.
And that's all that to look out for. And we on Untappd. If you haven't yet, Untappd is a app for beer drinking, social media for beer drinkers. And we're all three on Untappd. Matt is Bearded Brewer 87. I'm Mikey Top Pour. And Nick is The Nick 80.
I will not be getting a hazy badge. Thank you.
Oh, no hazy badge for you.
Nope.
But Nick.
I boycott.
Do you want to talk about what you've been caught drinking?
Sadly.
Caught drinking.
Not much.
Yeah, that is.
I had a epic marathon landscaping weekend at my house.
Boom.
Get a condo. Yes.
Don't worry about yard.
You do not know how much I wish that was true right now.
Or did you say a condor?
Yeah, get a condor.
Get a condor.
He'll clean it all up
Birdman! Oh, no, he had a falcon, huh?
Yes.
So, MacGruber. For some reason, yeah. My go-to don't think about it beer seems to be Luponic Distortion.
It's okay.
And I picked up 11 thinking this is going to be terrible, but I need something. So I got it, and I was not disappointed.
Hmm.
Nice.
I don't remember liking it as much as 10.
I don't remember anything.
I think 10 was really good. That was the one that hit over the summer.
Yeah, 10 was really good.
11's not bad. For all the words on the bottle that seemed to...
Too many words.
Make me really not want to drink it. It came out all right.
Wow. You got turned off by the marketing, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Or the copywriting.
Guava and pineapple. I'm like...
It's a burst of guava and pineapple.
Just make beer.
All right, well, let's see. What was I drinking last week? Not a whole lot. Kept to myself.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't go out much. I did manage to have some field work.
What?
Yeah, sorry, bros. I had the, not field work, Alvarado Street.
Now we feel bad for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Feel bad for me. The Mai Tai.
Aha.
Mai Tai IPA.
That's right. You posted about all those.
It's on the Fig Garden Loop.
Is this a loop
pick? We got some Alvarado Street up here in the neighborhood.
Did you hit some clearance orchard deals and then go get some Alvarado?
No, I think they closed that one.
That one's actually closed now.
Closed.
Ooh.
It's very sad. So, yeah, check out the, what is it, the MGA on the loop?
Yep.
They've got the goods, man. They got that Alvarado Street. What you want. That's what you want, right?
That's what you want. So what you
and want? I had that Hot Bullet.
Where'd you get your information?
Nursing that Hot Bullet from Sierra Nevada. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much what I've been drinking this week. I don't think we went anywhere.
I would not be upset if Hot Bullet replaced Hazy Little Thing.
Oh, snap. I don't know about that. I think I enjoy Hazy Little Thing more than Hot Bullet.
Damn it. You're probably right.
Yep, totally. I'll be proven right when they...
Yeah, old Hazy Little Thing or fresh Hot Bullet. Let's go with the old beer.
Yes. So that's all the Binkat Drinkins. Wait, did we get... Everyone, we're all good, right? Our Binkats... I don't know.
Sure.
Sure. Sometimes I think we're done and we're not.
Yeah, because you skipped me, jerk.
Did I skip you?
Yep.
Matt, see? I felt wrong.
I felt the presence.
I felt the presence. A presence I haven't felt since Matt. Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd.
It's the same story. Have not been going out. I did make it out Sunday, but I was drinking Tioga beer because that's what was in the budget. So it had a lot. Had a couple of Fulton Streets and a Sugar Pine. I did make it to Goldstein's after the show, and they had a Nelson the Greeter on draft. So I had one of those. Okay, that's Golds. Back, by the way.
Nelson the Greeter's back.
I was at Whole Foods, and they had Nelson, and it was $14.99. I seem to think that was a couple bucks cheaper than what I paid at the other place. So.
Say, is that a good price? I don't know.
I picked it up.
All right. Is it still there? You still have some?
Nelson?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's gone.
Nope. Drink it.
Drink it all.
All six are gone. Well, that's it. No, that's... Uh-huh. That's all it. The things.
That's all the things.
Woo! Woo! Having fun.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Boy, Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd. Be his friend. And that's it. This is my thing, trying to think of things while I look at show bumper time talking. How you guys doing? We're doing
pretty good. Pretty good.
That's good. Cheers, 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 cheers. It's the end of the show. Cheers.
This is the part of the show where... Oh, thank goodness Mikey's back.
Aw, man. Should have just left.
Yeah.
Should have left for good. Finally kicked me off the show.
Louie, take over.
Cheers!
Louie, do hosting.
Louie.
What's up?
I love gold. Why do
you call me?
Do you finally have crackers?
One more beer. This is called... Whoa. I'm going to spill it. That's all right. Lemonberry Fairy. Okay. KCBC. Kings County Brewers Collective.
What?
Community Beer... brewed in collaboration with Community Beer Works. This is, I'm going to assume, an XL barrel beer. Yep, it is. And, oh. It's interesting. I'm going to maybe just let you guys just figure it out for yourselves.
Thanks.
What it is. Because I'm not real sure, even though I'm reading it, I'm still not sure what it is. It's a beer. It's a thing. Yeah. It's got a fun label. We'll get it up on our Instagram, at PerfectPortPod.
Immediately.
Whoa.
Yep. It's basically...
Cheers to our new Golden God, Binge Clark. You heard it earlier in the show. Binge outed it already, but thank you, Binge. Binge Clark is our new Golden God. Now Binge gets invited to the best group, the group that's keeping Facebook alive, the Porum.
Is it now?
You get invited to that. You get to hear the tailgate. And occasionally, once in a while, the show a little bit early. If you're up late on the Thursday night, you get to listen to the show. And other things I can think of that to give to the Golden Gods. That's what you get for $5 more a month. Patreon.com/PerfectPour. Look at the show notes. In the show notes in your podcast player or on PerfectPourPod.com, there's links to all the cool stuff, including our Patreon. So big cheers to Binge and big cheers to all our Golden Gods making it happen. I was able to buy some Hot Bullet, 6-pack Hot Bullet.
Boom,
I was bullet. Like, yeah, you can do it. It's cool because I got all that Golden God money. Do what I want.
Get you some of that.
Also, cheers to Chase Lemon 9, and...
By the way, this beer is a goes.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
It's a goes. That's how it goes.
Boy.
Why more, and also, why more Aaron? WYMOREAARON. Why more Aaron? I don't know. Because... And cheers to everyone that shares the show, gives us ratings, or subscribes on iTunes, talks about it amongst their community of beer friends. We appreciate it. It helps the show a lot, man. So thank you. Thank you for being here and listening. Big cheers to you. And Matt, do you have some cheers?
Cheers to the people that make this show possible.
Yeah, man.
Are we on PBS?
On PBS. If you donate $20 or more, Matt will give you a tour, personal tour of Tioga Sequoia.
Ooh, no, that sounds like fun.
Damn it. Thought we could offer that.
You can't sell me.
Yeah, Nick and I'd end up buying it. We'd be like, oh, I'm buying that. That's like, all right, where's our tour?
Yeah.
This is our tour, Matt.
He's like, here's it for Minner.
Here's where I keep the napkins.
Here's the roof. Here's my office. Here's some windows. Here's the new bathrooms.
Extra sporks.
Tour over. Now let's go over to Zach's.
Here's my bar stool.
Tour over. There was a, you know, that Fulton Street tour I took, there was a brewery on Fulton Street and one of those old buildings.
Oh, man.
It was like more even in the basement. It was a brewery. Like basement way, brewery. Way, 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 way back in the day.
Yeah?
Yep.
Did you drink some of their beer?
Ask Joe Moore. Yeah. Try to find some of their beer. It's still good. The walls. Wasn't as hoppy. It's been up, you know.
The hops have faded.
Hey, the hops have faded. Yeah, it's 80 years old.
Well, just saying.
Should use more hops.
Not much shelf life, bro.
Use more hops next
shelf
time.
Shelf turn.
Make a triple.
Make a triple next time.
So cheers, Matt has cheers. Nick's, what's your cheers?
Cheers to you, a new untapper, D-Zing Girl, D-Z-Y-N-G-R-L. Yep.
Oh, yeah. I'm waiting.
Chelsea. And that's cheers.
That's the cheers. I would thought Colin and Janine would have mentioned this. I was waiting for them to mention it, but they didn't, so we got to talk about it now.
Maybe they don't know we got them
yet. Maybe. So they came up with an idea to be like, hey, there should be a calendar, Perfect Pour listener calendar, where, you know, everyone send in their pictures and we'll make a calendar. Well, we're kind of lazy about that kind of stuff, organizing shit. a couple people emailed and sent pictures, and I think John Fire Dog Brewing and stuff, but we haven't been talking about it enough or gotten it done. So Colin and Janine just went ahead and did it themselves. They're like, screw you guys. You guys are never going to freaking do it. We're going to do it ourselves. So Colin and Janine made a calendar, a Perfect Pour listener calendar. And so every month, they had it printed out themselves. Every month's got a Perfect Pour listener or one of us. Those are the worst month. On that, so it's pretty fun. It's fun, and so we have some. They made enough that where we can give some away. So we got to figure out how we're going to do that. Whether it's at Zach's or whether we actually send them through the mail or something. So. We have some Perfect Pour 2019 calendars with us. And Colin and they said they would send a link if people wanted to do it themselves, there'd be a link for it. So I might have that in the show notes right now if you want to look. Or maybe it'll be next week. I'm not sure. Cheers to Colin and Janine for doing that calendar. Making it happen. There's a physical calendar now sitting on the table. We're looking at it. And it's got lots of sexy people in it.
Yes.
So thank you guys. Thanks everyone for listening to The Perfect Pour at Perfect Pour Pod on social media. The Nick 80. Bearder Brewer. Bearder Brewer. Bearder Brewer. Bearder Brewer. Bearder Brewer 87. Mikey Topor, and be safe, have fun.
Check your date.
What he said.
Sunburn.
Louie, calm down.
Eat a cracker.
Eat a cracker, Louie.
Get off that Zambo.